Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all of you. I hope you can hear me tonight. Amen. If you're there, please open the lines for us tonight. We bless the Holy Spirit and just bless God and bless the Lord through our praise and through the glory of God given unto Him. Welcome to the Blog Talk, amen, where we have dedicated this line to give God billions of praises. How do you get the billions? Well, God brings people together worldwide to praise Him. The enemy is extremely, extremely angry. He will come against anything that gives God praise. And he's extremely, extremely jealous. The Holy Ghost showed me how to recognize jealousy. Amen. The enemy is jealous because he doesn't have people to praise him like people are praising God. His kingdom is divided. It's a divisive situation that he tries to use against God's situation, against God's kingdom. And let me tell you something. It's wonderful for the people of God to come together to give God praise. Everything we have, God gave to us. And so when people have been so good to you, it's just right to praise God like this, because he's the one who has been so good to us. And we thank him for what he's done. I said to the people in Amazing Grace and phenomenal time we had this morning, but I said to them, you know, be grateful for everything, every little thing that God does for you, everything. How many have hands? Because, you know, I'm a person, I watch many times Cowboys on television. My brothers do the same thing. I do it too, watch Cowboys. And the other day I saw a one-arm cowboy. He had lost one of his arms and was riding the horse and everything. But it made me realize that we ought to be so grateful to God if we can raise both arms, both hands, and put them up and glorify God. What a wonderful privilege. Amen. And then I was watching another television show, and I didn't watch it long because the guy had a chainsaw, and he was cutting off body parts. I'm going to cut the man's leg off. I had to change the channel. But think about that. There's some people who don't have legs to walk. That alone is worth a thousand thank yous. If you got legs, would you rather give God a thousand thank yous than be a person who doesn't have any legs? I'm just showing you that he deserves all that glory. There's nothing to thank God a thousand times. Look at people who are blind. Wouldn't you rather thank God a thousand times than be a person who can't see? He deserves all that praise. I saw a lady one time, and she had all her health and strength, and then all of a sudden something happened, and she couldn't talk. Wouldn't you rather be a person who gives God a thousand thank yous, or would you rather be the person who cannot utter a word? Which one would you rather be? I know which one I'd rather be. I'd rather give God a thousand thank yous and think nothing of it. There's an enemy that comes in your mind to think that you're doing so much. Why do I have to thank him without? Who would say that except the devil? The devil working through you. I can just give him one prayer. Who do you think is talking to you, through you? He didn't want you to praise God one time, and certainly didn't want you to give him a thousand. I tell you, he's a jealous fiend, originating from heaven when he tried to stir up a whole lot of confusion in heaven. And we just revisited that the other night, that God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. And he tried to stir up a lot of confusion up there, and then when he couldn't get folks to praise him, he was furious, amen. He did get one-third of the heavenly host. I don't mean the whole heaven, but I mean he couldn't get but that third to praise him, and they got kicked out of heaven and landed down here, and he's bringing all that confusion, or he has brought it down here, and that jealousy all down here, and everything against God down here. We got saints who are jealous of folks who are leading praise. We got folks who are saints who are jealous of how God is being glorified. And they find it the closest target, and they try to come against anybody who's leading others in the praising God. Who do you think that is? Is that God or is that the devil? I perceive it's the devil. I don't care how long you've been saved. The devil will try to work through you. I don't care what you got. The enemy will try to use you as someone against the kingdom of God. I'm telling you one thing. God deserves all the praise. And let me tell you something. Leave the people alone who are leading praise unto God. Don't bother them unless you're going to bless them. Because if you do, you're going to curse yourself. You think you're so close to God. But when you get through doing that, God will do you like Elijah did, like God did those little children who messed with Elijah. They thought they were so close to God. But when they cursed God through the prophet, when they made fun of the prophet and came against the prophet, God turned against the children. And Elijah said, I curse you. And two female bears came out of the woods. And all the children that were so precious, they thought, to God, and ate them, in other words, killed the children. You better leave God's prophet alone. And you better leave God's people who are ushering in praise alone. Because he inhabits the praises of his people. God, we want to thank you. I want to pray for you. Make your request known unto God. And if you can remember me, I'd appreciate it. Because I'm trying to get you blessed. Amen. I bless the men of God. I bless the people of God. Bless those who are trying to get God praised. Because it will get you an ultra awesome blessing. No, if you don't want to bless them, leave them alone. Because if you don't, you're going to be cursed. I'm saying it again. If you don't, you'll be cursed. Amen. Father, thank you for these precious people. And as they make that request unto you, I pray that you hear their prayer. Every person has a special request. God, touch them and bless them in Jesus' name. Oh, God, 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 God. Oh, God. God. I pray in the name of Jesus, put the oil of the anointing over this line. Forgive all sin, Lord. In the name of Jesus, forgive all sin. Let the anointing come in. And let the blessings of the Lord come upon this prayer line, this blog line. I pray that you help and lift up, the bloodstained banner of the Lord over here. God, we offer this line to you. We ask in the name of Jesus that you take over and you bless this line in an ultra awesome way. God, I'm reminded of what you did in Numbers. People who tried to get you to come against the people of God, against your people. God, the curse was reversed. It's in the 24th chapter of Numbers. Yeah, my God. And God, I pray that the people would be blessed, that they would lift up this line, lift up your people, and not speak against them, but speak for them. Amen. Because I've seen what you do. Amen. Through the word of God. God bless the people. Help them in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Lift them up in Jesus' name. And God will bless your holy name in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for hearing the prayer, for opening up doors in Jesus' name. Thank you for it. And God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. If you have your line, when it opens up and they tell you, you hear the announcement, thank you, line is open. Help us. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead and lead the thank you praise ambassador elect Hendricks. Amen. Go ahead. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for watching over us last night and we slept. Glory to God. Thank you for early rise this morning. Thank you for the blood that's running warm in our veins. Thank you. For the use and activity of our limbs. Thank you. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you for your shield of protection. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, God, for keeping us safe, Lord. From heart to arm in danger. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you. There's none like you, Lord. There is none like you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you.
We worship
you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. There is none like you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
There is nobody like you, Lord. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for watching over us.
us, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for making ways out of no way, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the shield and the protection, God, that you have all around about us, Lord God. We let no weapon that's been formed, is forming, or will form, will ever prosper in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing here on the blog, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing in, the Dr. Johnson Network, God. We thank you, Lord God, for lives being changed and liberated and set free, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in Kansas, God. We thank you for what you're doing in Chicago, God. We thank you for what you're doing here in Phoenix, Arizona, God. We thank you how you're moving all over the world, Lord God, in different 195 countries, God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in Kentucky, God. We thank you for what you're doing in Waukegan, God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. Hallelujah. We praise you, God, for what you're doing down in Arkansas, God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, God, for moving by your mighty spirit, Lord God, in Indiana, God. We thank you, Lord God, for making ways, Lord God, in Cleveland, we just praise you, Lord God, for what you're doing over in California, God. We thank you, Lord God, for how you're moving even in Nevada, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for what you're doing over in Connecticut, Lord God, over in Michigan, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing in New York, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for moving in Missouri, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you to have your mighty way, God. We thank you how you're moving all over Illinois, God. And Father, we say, have your mighty way, God, because you need to get your glory, God. We thank you, Lord God, how you're moving in all the countries, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing on this line, how you're reaching, Lord God, globally, God. We thank you, 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 we thank you. We thank you for the visionary, God, that you have set before us, God. We thank you, Lord God, how he is being used, Lord God, for your glory, God, as well as this, God, and back to the lady, thank God. We thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, Lord God. We thank you, we honor you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to continue to have your mighty way, God, continue to move by your mighty spirit. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the many visions, God, you're pouring down on the inside of them, God. God, we know that some of them haven't even come to fruition, Lord God, but God, we know, Lord God, you're making provision for each and every one of them, God, because if you give them the vision, you will give the provision, God, and we thank you for it, God. Hallelujah. But this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, God, and we thank you, Lord God. You told us to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. All ye lands. And God, we thank you. You also told us to serve you, the Lord, with gladness, and God, we thank you. You told us to come before you in your presence with singing, God, and God, we thank you, Lord God. You said, know that ye, the Lord, is God, and God, I thank you, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, that you have made us, Lord God, and not us, we ourselves, Lord God. Hallelujah. We are your people, Father God, and the sheep of your pasture, Lord God. You told us to enter your gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And we thank you for that, God. And you said, enter your courts with praise and be thankful unto him and bless your holy name. And God, we thank you for that, God. Hallelujah. You said, for the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures for all generations. God, we thank you for that, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We praise you, God. We give you glory. We give you honor because you are due all of it, God. All these praises belong unto you, Lord God. It's to give you glory, God. You get all the glory out of our lives. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for our lives, God, that you have given us, not for us, but God, that others may be saved and delivered and set free, God. Hallelujah. You sacrificed your Jesus, your Son, Lord God, and he sacrificed his life for us, Lord God, and we are to lay our lives down for others, Lord God, that others may be saved and delivered and set free. And we thank you for that, God. We thank you for choosing us, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. 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 We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. 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 We thank you, even Lord God, for our places of residence, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, even right now, God, that you cover our homes in the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Even as we begin to all walk around our homes, and then begin to walk around your home, or wherever you at on your job, wherever you at right now, just begin to anoint it with the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you. God, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers each and every doorpost of our home, or our dwelling place, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. I need to go shot. The blood of Jesus that covers, that delivers, that cleanses, that delivers. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus that purifies, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for your protection, God, in the name of Jesus. The blood 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 of Jesus. Over each and every room in the home, God, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Over each and every room, in the name of Jesus. From the name of Jesus, from the rooftop to the foundation, the blood of Jesus, let it soak the walls, God, in the blood of Jesus, every crack and crevice of the home, every square footage of the home, in the name of Jesus, in the garage, in the name of Jesus, over the vehicles, hallelujah, over each individual in our homes, God, in the name of Jesus, over our lives, that's right, over the top of our heads, to the soles of our feet, the blood of Jesus. Cover us like never before. Lord God, over our bank account, God, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus over every affair, over our affairs of our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. To cover it, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Everything that concerns us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the blood. The blood of Jesus. I am so oh, God, every financial affair, Lord God, every business, God, in the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, God. Every ministry, God, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Every church, in the name of Jesus. Every church, in the name of Jesus. Oh, the front door of the church. All around the church.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the blood.
Do it for the blood, God. The blood of Jesus. God, let every soul be saved, delivered, and set free, Lord God. And every state, every city, every community, God, in the name of Jesus. Let souls be saved in every church, Thank you for being so mindful of your people, God. And God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for everything you've done in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And we don't never want to forget to send your seed. If you want to sow a seed, sow your seed to Dr. Bernard Johnson at P.O. Box. Oh, my God. 26593. Amen. Amen. Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. Again, please sow your seed to Dr. Bernard Johnson at P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. Amen. And that's it. You want to mail it to that address? Amen. Mail it to that address. If you want to send it quicker, amen, feel free to go to Walmart, send it Walmart to Walmart. Again, you're going to send it to Dr. Bernard Johnson in Overland Park, Kansas, at zip code 66225. God bless you. Chief Ambassador, sir, I'm going to turn it back over to you. God bless you, man of God, and you continue to build that wall that God has called you to. Stay encouraged.
Thank you so much, Ambassador-elect Latanya Williams, and also Ambassador-elect Missionary Hendricks, and all of the wonderful ambassadors and ambassadors-elect who have held my arms up here tonight. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. Let me speak a blessing over you all, if you would. Father, I ask you to shake the chunk tree up in heaven and remember every one of these persons who have sought or either held up my arms in Jesus' name. I come to you as humble as I can, Lord, as a lamb, knowing that I don't deserve anything. I don't deserve your favor. I don't deserve your blessings, no nothing. But I want to be grateful and express my gratefulness to you for what you've done. Really, truly appreciate it. God, I want you to rebuke jealous demons all around. They got so jealous of you, God, up in heaven. And I've learned to recognize them. And in the name of Jesus, bind the jealous demons everywhere. The blood of Jesus and all of the anointing, get on them in Jesus' name. God, I want you in the name of Jesus, bless every person who blesses this prayer line, this blog line. Bless every person who blesses the prayer line. And bless every person who blesses your servant in the name of Jesus. We seek to just only do your will and bind the devil. Oh, God, I just ask you, Lord, let your Holy Ghost dwell on this line and take over in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, bless these people. Oh, God, we love you and we thank you. God, every warlock who comes against what you're trying to do, like they did up in heaven, you let the curse be reversed, and Satan himself was kicked out. And God, I'm asking you, would you give me that favor like that? That every person, every witch warlock that comes against getting you praise, getting you blessed, getting the kingdom blessed and remembered first, and trying to get the priority list straight. God, every witch and warlock that comes against it, would you reverse the curse in Jesus' name? And bountifully render favor in the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, God, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless all of you. Be blessed. You are dismissed. Well, let me back up. Is there anybody who has a word that they want to speak? It can just be encouraged, or I can
I do.
Go ahead.
As everybody was praising the Lord, I heard a breakthrough.
Thank you, Jesus.
A breakthrough. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Mm. Also, someone on here need a car. He's going to bless it with a car.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I thank him for it. Right now, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Let me just say to you, this is, I'm sure, Prophetess Baker, am I right?
That's correct. It's Prophetess Baker.
Let me do like we should do when we hear something that God has said. Last night you spoke a prophecy on the line, and let me tell you something. I knew it to be true because I had dealt with the family just over the weekend. And those problems that you spoke about, even with the young man and the weeping, et cetera, and wanting to come back home, all those things, you hit it right on target. You were not missing at all. You hit it directly where we had been dealing with during the weekend, trying to encourage the family. And let me tell you something. You are a true prophetess. Thank you so much for being a part of this line. Amen. And when you said about a car, somebody on this line, I know that's true. Thank you so much. God bless you, and the Lord keep you. And just as you have issued out through the auspices of the Holy Ghost to be a blessing to the people, I ask the Lord to restore unto you those things that you need in a bountiful, bountiful way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. All right.
Thank you.
Just before the close, is there anybody else who has anything they want to say? This is not about Bernard Johnson. I'm a very compassionate person. My spirit is just basically to serve you all. And if you want to speak and say something, amen, through the auspices of the Holy Ghost, it's certainly open to you. Nothing is unimportant. Amen. Everything. I'm about the little things, and they're very, very important to me. So if you want to say something, the line is open to you. Anybody else? All right. God bless you. May you all have a wonderful night. Keep me in your prayers.
Dr. John?
Yes.
This is Ambassador Elect Frierson from Michigan.
Right.
Can you tell us when the shut-in is going to be?
We're going to have it Thanksgiving night. Amen. I want to just be compassionate for all you precious, precious, precious ladies on here who would cook. I know in Kansas City, most women try to prepare a meal on Thanksgiving Eve, or they try to finish it up on Thanksgiving Eve. And I understand that. So what better time to give God a thousand, in fact, billions of thanks. Thank you. Better than Thanksgiving night or Thanksgiving day, the same day. And I want to instigate that this time. And instead of the Wednesday, which is Thanksgiving Eve, let's switch the all-night shut-in Thanksgiving day. And we'll start at 9 o'clock that night. And we're going to start with 1,000. In fact, over 2 billion thank yous worldwide. I want to hook up the blog line and the prayer line together. And 194 different nations. And then people thanking him all. Oh, my God. Please, Lord, don't make me shout here. But people thanking him all over the world on Thanksgiving night. Who could do more exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think except God? And he, just like the enemy was trying to destroy the kingdom up there and there was a war in heaven, why don't we have a war for Jesus down here and a war against satanic powers? Amen. The enemy tries to claim that Halloween is his night. Why don't we thank God on Thanksgiving night as never before? Amen. Everybody who's willing to join me on Thanksgiving night. That's going to be that Thursday. The Wednesday I'm going to give to you all to basically get your dinners ready for your Thanksgiving day. I understand that. And amen. But those who are willing to just come and let's thank him on Thanksgiving day. And we're going to start at 9 o'clock at night after you've been, and that's compassion right there. After you've had your family time, after you've been with your family all day and you've had your big dinner, yeah, why don't we come together and join hands together all over the world and thank the Lord on Thanksgiving Day. Amen. I know we can start on Wednesday night and go into thank you on Thursday morning, early Thursday morning. Yeah, thank God for that. But I'm going to be compassionate and give you that, that you can prepare your Thanksgiving dinner. I say that. I know that. But I'm just trying to, sometimes you have to reiterate things. God is in what I call repetition. Get the idea over better. All right. So we'll be here Thanksgiving day at 9 o'clock on that night. And to come to end the day and to push it up to another degree, another level on Thanksgiving. What better way to close out on Thanksgiving Day? We'll get up and we'll have our 6 o'clock prayer. We're going to begin with Thanksgiving that morning at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. And then we're going to come back that night. Oh, my God. Thank you for showing me that. We're going to start it with thanks, 6 o'clock in the morning,
look at God.
6 to 7, our regular prayer line. And then we're going to close it out with thanks at 9 o'clock that night and completely go all the way to the next morning to 7, 6 o'clock in the morning again to 7 a.m. Well, oh, my God, that's going to be so awesome, ultra. Now y'all see why I call things we do for God ultra awesome. That's going to be ultra, ultra awesome. Ultra awesome, my God. So get ready. Amen. Expect God to do miracles. And Master Elect Frierson, I'm looking for you to coordinate that for us again. Anytime you need the time on the prayer line in the morning or whenever, please feel free to jump in there and just let us know that you're ready to set that up. That would not be out of order at all because I'm asking you to do it. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
God bless
anybody
you, God bless. Ambassador Johnson. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ambassador Elect Frierson.
Uh-huh.
She was about to say something.
Oh,
all right, go ahead.
God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Well, okay, well, this is Ambassador-elect Williams, sir, and I would like, if I could, put down for 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. that day.
Beautiful. All right, Ambassador-elect Fryers, get all these things, would you please? Amen. We appreciate it, and coordinate that for us again. You did a wonderful job last time. I certainly don't want to move that from you, because God wants willing workers. Amen. You jumped in there and took the mantle, and keep the mantle. Amen. Thank God for you. Let me say this also while it's on my mind. It's kind of like switching the subject just a little bit, but I'm going back to it. But I want to thank God for Ambassador-elect Thelma Rush. Amen. This woman has been totally in my corner. You like people who will stand beside you and work with you. May I say also, I want to thank God for Ambassador Gina Hodges. And that woman has been totally in my corner. And I appreciate all of them, Ambassador Rush, and all of you, I appreciate you. But there's some things that have come about that have been made to my attention that they've been so kind to your chief ambassador. And I got to say thank you. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. I want to, in due time, I want to make an appointment, amen, as your chief. Thank God for Ambassador-elect Thelma Rush, who has been so diligent in working in behalf of your chief ambassador. I just want to do a special something for her when the Holy Ghost leads me, amen. A special elevation that the Lord has laid on my heart. Amen. I'll make an announcement about it just a little later. But thank you so much. I want to thank also for Ambassador-elect Brother Harold Darden and his wife, Ambassador-elect Sharon Darden. May I say that I want to thank them for the gift they sent me the other day. And I appreciate it more than I can say. I don't want to talk too much about it because I'm not going to highlight what gifts are. But it was a phenomenal, phenomenal gift. Thank God for them. Ambassador Baker sent me a phenomenal, phenomenal gift also. Oh, my God. And so many. And very, very, very much needed. Amen. I know the enemy uses finances. Normally, when you see confusion in anything, it's the love of money that has caused it. It's always the root. What is the root? The foundation to all evil, to Satan himself. That's who all evil is, Satan. The foundation to Satan is the love of money. And anytime you have anything going and the enemy seeks to destroy it, you can trace the bottom root to it, the bottom line to it. If somebody got jealous because of money, I guarantee you, if you listen to what I'm saying and trace it back, anytime you've ever had evil done to you in your life, trace it to when you were a little baby, a child, if you can remember, as far back as you can remember. If you wonder why or what reason they did it for, if you wonder what happened, I can tell you what happened. Somebody fell in love or was in love with money. Amen. Well, you say, well, no, it wasn't about money. Yes, it was, because you don't know what money is. Money is simply power. They were power hungry. If you hear of anyone coming against your chief ambassador on this line, I guarantee you it's because they were in love with power. Yeah. They got jealous of me because they thought I had too much power, or they thought I had power. They got jealous. The only power I have is power in the Holy Ghost. And how did I get it? I got it on my knees fasting. I got it on my knees fasting consecutively 1,000 days. And if you want the same power or more power, because God may give you more power. Amen. I challenge you and would be happy for you to fast 1,000 days. Go ahead. Amen. See how far you get. Because God had to maneuver me into it. I certainly wouldn't do it again unless God just really pushed me into it again. It is not a play cake. No, 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 no. But anytime you see anybody coming against someone else, it's because somebody's in love with power and they want power. That's what it's about. Every time, not sometime, every time. The Bible can't be no lie. And the Bible says the love of money is the root to all evil. The love of money, power, the love of power is the very foundation to Satan. Anytime you see somebody jealous of somebody because of power that they have, it's Satan. It's not God. That's the enemy. Amen. So I want to thank all you who have done so many things to help us. Amen. You will be bountifully blessed. Just give the anointing time to work. If you will do that, everything I'm telling you will come to pass because God's going to work in our behalf. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. You are dismissed.